Do you feel Daniel Jones or Sam Darnold could become New York's next great quarterback? That's what they're saying here. I have to tell you, and you know, I know it's just way dangerous to say this early. And but what are they? Is Darnold in his second year?
Darnold's second, and the first for Daniel Jones.
Right. Well, I knew that, but the deal is that I don't think either one of them are good. I really don't. Like, I'm watching this guy. Now, do you remember when they drafted him and everybody booed and they were all miserable? I said a million times, I'm like, this guy was never even good at Duke. What makes you think he's going to be so great in the NFL? Now, he had a bunch of success in the preseason against, garbage men. But has he done anything against starters? Nothing. He's done nothing, right? He's been miserable. And then Sam Darnold, who we've been hearing about his great arm and how great he is, not only has he missed a ton of games, right, but he's because of injuries and mono and whatever else, but he hasn't been any different than he was, frankly, at USC, just throwing stupid picks left and right. Is he not that guy? That's exactly who he's been. I mean, next great quarterback. Like, are you kidding me? I don't even think either one of them will ever be great. Do you really believe that? That either one of them is going to be a great quarterback? That's what it says here. Great quarterback. I mean, honestly. And then they said here, stop laughing. We're absolutely serious. This is a Bleacher Report article. Great quarterbacks. Neither one are great. Neither one are good. Neither one are even good. I mean, they're both average at best. In fact, I think Daniel Jones' rookie season has been a disaster, and I think that Sam Darnold sucks. He throws tons of picks, and he's had one good game this year. That's it. And the rest of them he missed or played crappy.
You know, great is a very hard word to throw around when you have a conversation like this because, how many quarterbacks really become great? When you say great, are you saying Hall of Famer? Are you saying, what are you saying?
I guess great would be that.
I mean, how many quote-unquote great quarterbacks are there in the NFL right now? There's a lot of good ones. How many great ones are there? Brady, Rodgers. There's other guys we can find and to maybe wedge into that conversation, maybe on the outside, Big Ben and Rivers. You get some guys in there too, but Russell Wilson.
Yeah, I'd put him in there.
And then Mahomes and Watson are out of the young guys, you could probably start to push into that grade. I mean, you have to put Mahomes there. The guy threw 50 touchdowns and won an MVP in his first season. So he's there.
He's been great.
He's been great through less than 20 starts. He's been, or about 20, whatever it is. But that great is such a hard thing to do. I mean, you have to consider Eli was great for the Giants, right? Because he won two Super Bowls. Maybe the numbers don't look that way, year in, year out, but when you win two Super Bowls, you're considered great, aren't you? From your fan base, at least.
I guess you are, but I think that he had two great days.
Yeah, no question.
But I think that he had way too many bad days to be great.
So if you take him out of the equation, then when's the last time that this person talking about the Jets and the Giants, when's the last time the Jets or the Giants had a quote-unquote great quarterback?
I guess it would be him.
Other than him, when has this town had one? They've had some good ones.
What's weird about it is I think that Jones is eerily similar to him in his game. I think that it's like watching him all over again.
Yeah, but they'll take it all over again if it brings him the same place that Eli did.
I got a hard time believing that guy's going to a Super Bowl. But, stranger things have happened.
People probably said that about Eli his first 2 years in the league, too. So you don't know.
You don't know. But I have a real hard time grasping great with either one of these two. I mean, I couldn't even believe it when I saw the story to begin with.
I mean, the big thing with both is going to be what happens after the season as far as coaching changes and the system they bring in, the guys that are going to be there to mentor them, because the guys they have failed them so far, and the teams that's been built around them have failed them. Both these guys have had a lot put on them early on because their defense gives up too many points. I mean, now they both have great running backs, but they're not using them properly. They're not blocking well enough for them. So in the end, they're coming from behind. They have to throw the ball a lot, and they're getting too much pressure on them and turning it over. So if they get better teams around and better coaches to mentor them, we'll see what they can develop. But to talk about the future for either of these guys right now is just really, you know, pulling at straws.